You played and started in 12 games that season. How do you make sure that you were in the top condition that you needed to be in, and you had already played several years for the team at that point?
Well, I prided myself. I mean, I was a world-class athlete because I was a world-class track guy. So with combined with the football and then being a track guy at the University of Colorado. So, you know, matter of fact, when the year the Raiders drafted me, I had qualified for the Olympic trial. So the Raiders were really concerned if I was going to try to go for the Olympics. And you know, when I also got drafted by the Oakland Raiders, at that time I was definitely wanted to be a pass-catching wide receiver.
Was that a difficult decision for you to have to select whether you were going to play for the Raiders or run for the United States of America?
No, because I was going to get paid professionally, and then track and field at that time wasn't a professional sport, so not like it is today. So it was a no-brainer.
Okay, obviously your speed had a lot to do with your success, but you know, you and I have talked before, and you mentioned some other players that you followed behind that weren't quite as fast, but you still learned a lot from them. Talk to me about how not only having speed, but skills that you learned from others helped to develop you.
Well, I mean, the one person I have to mention is the Hall of Famer Fred Bolinica. When I got drafted by the Oakland Raiders, who is the Oakland Raiders? And then all my friends were telling me, you got drafted by the Oakland Raiders. You're going to a winning team. You got a team that wins division. The team is always going for the championship, going to Super Bowl. And so I had to do some research. I said, oh, my God, you know, I mean, here I'm going to learn from a Fred Biletnikoff. I'm going to learn from a Raymond Chester. I'm going to play with a Jack Tatum, a George Atkinson, and this great bunch of characters. And then and the great leadership of John Madden and Tom Flores. So I was just, my God, I said, I can't believe this is a dream come true, not only getting drafted by the Oakland Raiders, but going to play for a winning team. Because most guys that got drafted in my round and in my position usually go to a losing organization. Here I'm going straight to the top, and I was just so elated and so surprised.